Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am grateful to God. Thank you for joining us on Hope City Radio. This is Pastor Stevenson, and I thank God for you being with us this morning on this Friday. Another in to a great week, a great work week anyhow. I pray that you have had an amazing week, and that God has shown up and has shown himself to be awesome for you and to you and through you. And amen, I'm glad that you are with us this morning as we close out another week that the Lord has given to us. Amen, I'm grateful to the Lord for you and for your continued partnership with us in this endeavor to build the kingdom by building one another, looking for ways that we can continue to develop disciples. Amen. And this is one of those ways, by developing ourselves in this way, just finding some time to have devotional time and to spend time with the Lord, to pray together. I think there's something very powerful about collective prayer. When we pray together, when we bombard heaven about any issue together, I believe there's something very powerful with it. And so I'm just glad that you have made a decision to be with us this morning. Amen, amen. It's Friday. Don't forget, I think this weekend is daylight saving time, as we spring forward this Saturday, tomorrow we spring forward so that you don't miss anything. You know, our services are still at the same time, but you've got the spring forward so you can be on time. Amen. So make sure tomorrow, before you go to bed, that you turn your clocks forward 1 hour. Turn them forward 1 hour. Amen. And so we will definitely see you at our Sunday morning worship. You can join us at any one of those worship services, 8 a.m., 9:45 at East New York, so on the corner of New Lots and Pennsylvania. And then 11:30 at our Spring Creek campus, which is on the corner of Elton and Flatland inside of the school auditorium. We pray that you will come and be with us and worship with us on Sunday. Amen. 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 Well, as we prepare our hearts to pray, prepare our hearts to seek the Lord, I pray that you will continue to find reasons to bless the Lord, find reasons to continue your faithfulness before the Lord, even when we feel like our faithfulness, even when we feel like our faithfulness is of no avail and it's carrying nothing. I'm telling you that we need to hold on to the fact that God is doing something, and he's working through our faithfulness, our fruitfulness to him. He's working through our continued love and compassion towards the Lord. He's continuing to be on our side and work for us. I know what it's like to almost lose faith, to just want to give up and throw in the towel and just say, you know what, forget it. It's not working anyway. But I'm praying that you hold on, that you would hold on and not quit. Don't give up. Don't give up no matter how you feel, no matter how you feel like giving up might be the answer. Hold on to the Lord. Hold on to what God has promised you. Hold on to the things that God is doing. God is going to send you the help that you need. He's going to send you what you need in order for you to accomplish what he wants you to accomplish. And sometimes all we need is a little more courage. Sometimes we don't need as much as we think we do. We need these huge endeavors. But sometimes all we need is a little more courage, a little more faith. Sometimes if we can just grasp and grip our love and compassion for the Lord, sometimes that's all we need. And I'm praying that in this season that God would give you what you need, that he would show up on your behalf, that God would continue to prove his faithfulness, and that the enemy's oppression on you will be released, that he cannot continue to oppress you, to continue to put pressure on you to move you away from the Lord, that he cannot continue to break down your compassion and your love for God. I pray that the enemy cannot continue to discourage you to the place that you're ready to just walk away. I'm praying God will intervene, step in, that he would show himself powerful on your behalf. And when the enemy comes up against you, as the scripture says, like a rushing mighty flood, that the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against the enemy, that the enemy will not be able to overtake you, will not be able to drag you down, will not be able to drag you under and cause you to miss what God is doing in your life. And I also pray, and this is strange, I also pray that you know when it is the right time to step down. Sometimes the Lord allows us to endeavor and to deal with things, and he's saying to us, great, I want you to move away from that. I want you to walk away from that. That's not where I need you to be. And I know that with a mentality, we can have a mentality sometimes, I cannot quit. I will never let down. And it's not quitting. Sometimes the Lord is literally trying to move us on to something else. He's trying to build our faith in another arena. He's trying to lift us and direct us down another road. We've got to know when God is directing us, and he's directing us to grow in a different arena. He's directing us to direct us, while directing us to grow and to become something more than what he is calling us to be. And so I am grateful to the Lord for all that he is doing and for the doors that he is opening and for the ways that he is making. Amen. You're telling me there might be some challenges with our connection. Make sure. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. I'm hoping that we are still connected. Father, I thank you and I'm grateful to you for just all that you are doing. Thankful to you for your grace and your mercy, for your love and kindness. Your love and kindness is better than life to us. I thank you, God, for all that you continue to do in our life, for the doors that you continue to open and the ways that you continue to make. And God, I pray that you would intervene on behalf of your children. I pray, God, that you would step in and you would help your children to hold on and to not quit, to know when you are in a different direction, when you are bringing us to do something different than what we are doing. God, I don't want us to get comfortable in an arena that you have delivered us out of. I don't want to be comfortable in a place that you are working to fix us through and to gather us out of. So, God, I pray, Lord, that you would speak to us clearly. Give us direction. Give us grace and mercy. And I pray, God, that even when we feel like falling under the pressure and we feel like giving up and walking away and we feel like the pressure has become too much, that, God, you would lift up a standard and that you would keep us from falling and present us faultless to your throne, to the only wise God. Be majesty, dominion, and power. We give it all to you, and we know that you are working on our behalf. You've not left us. You've not forsaken us. You've not walked away from us. You are in charge, and we want to definitely continue to bless you and worship you for all that you are doing. And so now, God, would you give us a great day? Would you bless us with peace and with grace and with love? Would you bless us with direction? Would you bless us with hope? Would you bless us with an answer to our prayer? God, would you bless us with answer to the direction that we are taking, that we know that we are following you, above all, that we are following you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. Bless our services this weekend. Bless this weekend and bless everything that we will do to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Oh, God bless you, and we love you with the love of the Lord. And I will see you on Sunday at one of our three morning services. God bless you. Love you. Bye.